We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
But Homie Milner is nasty, brother. It's a very uncomfortable look against left-handed hitters.
Right.
He's dirty. Right.
That was another Angelo one. That was because he's like, why did you pull Aaron Nola out so early in the game?
That was the first game.
Yep.
Hobie Milner's nasty, brother.
And then didn't have him warmed up in game three.
Yep. Awesome. Great start for Gabe. Yeah,
these clips aren't helping your case.
Like, absolutely not. In fact, I hate him now. I changed my mind. I hate him.
It sucks.
Speaking of Hobie Milner, I saw he was just called up by somebody recently, wasn't he, Jack?
What?
Last time I saw him, he's with the Angels, so I'm not sure.
I swear I thought, like, recently I saw that he was recalled to somebody. Anyway, yeah, he was not nasty. That's for sure. Not in a good way. Certainly not in a good way. All right, we'll get back to it. Just wanted to make before we get to Jack and his top five Gabe moments. I mentioned this last week. I missed a day or two, and I had to leave a show a little bit early because I'd said that my wife was just having some issues, and she's 7 months pregnant, and everything is good. We've been to doctors and doctors and doctors. We were at the baby doctor today.
Okay.
We got all the measurements and we got the look, and so she is doing great. You know, I always say God willing with a baby coming because it's out of our hands.
Sure.
Right? So everything is great. My wife is feeling better. So I know that some people had kind of like, hey, I heard someone say, we're praying for you. What's wrong? I got a lot of messages on that. So I just wanted to let everybody know that everything at home with my wife and my God willing baby that's due in July is great, Ike.
Yep.
So it's all good.
Prayers are working.
Yes, they are. They are. So,
emotional armor, physical armor.
Some of it might be because of Gabe.
That was not necessary for you to play right now.
No, but like this much is what I realized about Gabe. I miss him so much. And we're going to miss Doug when we're like, man, we don't have the soundboard.
Yeah, but the Sirianni soundboard is being built, my friend.
I know it is.
I was going to say, we might not miss Doug as much.
Girardi gives us no soundboard.
Yeah. Girardi, absolute zilch.
No, Girardi and Doc Rivers are almost in the same.
Oh, Doc gives you. Other than I'm not worried about Ben, that's
yes,
your
that's
problem.
That's what I'm saying.
But Gabe,
58 can't make this football play.
Right.
I'm really glad we're talking Thanks, Coach. About this issue.
Yeah. I mean, we had literally multiple pages of Gabe Kapler soundboards. He gave us that. In fact, our Twitter avatar picture remains Gabe. That's because Jack's too lazy to change it.
Well, we also haven't been out in public in a year and a half, so there hasn't been many opportunities to get new photos.
Well, I mean, yeah. All right. Every day at 5 o'clock, Jack Fritz decides what he wants to rank. It's called the Top 5 at 5. Jack, what do we have for today?
Today, of course, with Gabe Kapler's return, going for win number 200 to even up his overall
he's
record.
He's such a 200 and 200 manager, yeah. Isn't he?
Yeah.
All right.
So I ranked my top 5 favorite Gabe Kapler moments, starting off with number 5.
Baseball's crazy. I mean, you've taken some heat for having Sean Rodriguez on your roster and just saved your bacon today.
Jim. Yeah, he's so odd.
Why the hell was that funny?
It wasn't that funny.
He saved your bacon today.
What did Sean Rodriguez do? He had a home run?
He had a walk-off home run, and then the next game he got booed. Remember that?
Yes, I do. That was fun. I think Ike was off that week for some reason.
He was off.
Yes.
He
you were.
Conveniently has missed us.
Because he hits the home run, and he can't wait to go to the media and rip the
tell
fans.
Everybody, yeah.
Awesome, Sean.
Yeah.
Great job.
Bang-up job by Sean
awesome.
Rodriguez.
You suck. All right. What's four?
Number four. I don't have the audio of this, but it was a great moment. It was a pregame press meeting with the members of the press, and he said, I'm not bleeping Dallas Green, and I'm never going to be.
Oh, because
yeah, I remember that.
People wanted him to flip tables and scream and yell. And
yeah.
Yep, I'm not Dallas bleeping Green.
Hey, but yet and still, you bust out your jersey like the Incredible Hulk when you're coming out of the damn dugout to yell at the umpire when we knew that was contrived.
I was just looking at that video. Someone had tweeted it out.
Yeah,
I thought he was going to punch him.
It was the bearded game when he had the big beard.
Yes, the shadow. Yeah, what's going on? Yeah.
Him getting thrown out was my favorite.
Oh, man.
Everyone was sitting in the stands saying the same thing, like, all right.
Yeah.
All right, dude. We know you're trying to get thrown out, so go ahead and throw him out, please.
No, remember that ump wouldn't throw him out.
Yeah, I know.
He wouldn't. Nope.
Because every baseball guy was like, nah, come on, this isn't real.
All right, what do you got?
All right, number three. Who could forget this?
We'll bring out a curveball machine.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to answer this. For me, I personally don't do that. So, I mean, I think for everybody else, if they want to do that, then, you know, that's on them.
You got
it. It sounds even worse now.
Yeah, you got a little peek behind the curtain there.
We'll bring out a curveball machine.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to answer this. For me, I personally, I don't do that. So, I mean, I think for everybody else, if they want to do that, then, you know, that's on them.
Oh, man, the good old days. We're live at Citizens Bank Park. We said, was it Tom Kelly or was it Kevin? Someone went down.
Tom Kelly.
Was it Tom? He went down and he recorded the curveball.
That could have went.
I think that was the moment where I was like.
No, that's when I knew he was gone. Out. Yeah.
Dude, when the biggest free agent since Pete Rose signs here and laughs at a managerial strategy you brought up or coaching instruction you brought up, that's not a good sign.
And then said, oh, hold on, I'm trying to answer the question.
Right. He knew, and I thought Bryce was going to go in, but I'm glad he didn't. But his initial reaction told you all you needed to know.
If that was 20-year-old Bryce, you're getting.
Oh, yeah, you're getting a full answer.
Yeah.
Like, what idiot uses a curveball? Like, you would have got the full Bryce Harper answer.
Yeah, and there's still the Phillies curveball machine on Twitter, which tweets out a lot about the Phillies.
Oh, it's still there?
Oh, yeah, like very active on Twitter.
Is that
still there with
Girardi?
No, Colangelo's burner account?
Yeah.
That one's still there, too?
I guess so. I actually follow the Phillies curveball machine. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Big fan. So number two, people still bring it up to this day whenever you bring up Gabe Kapler. I don't have any audio of it, but pulling Aaron Nola after 68 pitches, and it was at that moment. I mean, it literally confirmed, like, everyone's fears, you know?
Yeah, it was downhill from that point.
Yeah.
It was the first game.
Yeah, it was the first game. It was the first game, and, like, he's talking all spring training. We're going to do things differently, value at the margins, all this stuff. And his first game, he pulls Aaron Nola for 68 pitches, and the city did not react well.
Right, and it also was the result of pulling him out. He was doing great, and
yeah, he's dominating.
He was dominating, and it all fit Hobie Milner's nasty brother.
Yep. does Gabe leave Nola in yesterday?
Yes.
No, there's no way in hell Gabe leaves.
Well, no.
Nola.
So he left Johnny Cueto in
118 pitches.
I read an article. He left Johnny Cueto in, and he talked about how he's learned being a manager that sometimes the reward of leaving him in beats the analytic of taking him out.
Okay. There you go, Gabe.
There you go.
He's growing.
There you go.
After he left here.
Right on.
Well, at least he learned from it.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so is this number one?
So, yeah, this is number one right at the beginning. Why not start right at the beginning? His first press conference.
Were there – you expressed that there were no reservations with some of the things that you saw that Gabe had written on his blog and had tweeted. I'm trying to figure out if you said there were none. There are none, and as far as Gabe, are you proud of some of the stuff you said you expressed yourself? I don't want to get specific, but people in the room, if there's an elephant in the room, people hear. I mean, coconut oil is a phrase. I threw it out there. Gabe, any reservations? And then Matt, any reservations? Gabe, for putting it out there, and Matt, while you were in the interview process.
Howard Eskin, that's the name, right?
What was their answer? No, I know, but like they just pretty much said nothing, or.
Well, Gabe was like, I'm proud of what I put out there. It was a health and wellness blog, and you know, I don't know. He said that was a different time period for me. But just talking about coconut
oil. I bet
oil
it was
in the first press conference.
Howard, he couldn't figure out how to get that out. Like,
but you knew he was going to find a way.
Yeah, yeah, yes. And
like,
by
how
the
do
way,
I interject this coconut oil into this press conference?
That it, without Howard, all these important questions would never be asked. In all seriousness, I remember he's asking it, being like, I literally can't believe he's asking it.
Yeah.
It's like someone's got to have the balls to do it. Howard does. There you go.
Yep.
All right. 215-592-9494. Gabe Kapler coming back. Your reaction to Gabe Kapler coming back is the boo or cheer, and just a reaction to Gabe Kapler. Like I'm not pretending that it was a mistake. And I remember after they fired him, Gillio and Fritz were like, "Who's the next Terry Francona? I can't believe they fired him." And I was like, "Stop. All right, stop. He's gone. Let's move on from it." But it doesn't mean that I looked at his tenure here in Philadelphia. It's like, man, he's terrible manager, right? Like the general manager was worse. The president of the team was worse.
Yeah.
They were worse. Now, did Gabe do a great job? No, I can't say Gabe did a great job. But he certainly didn't deserve the wrath of the Philadelphia sports fan like he got.
See, I think he did.
You do?
Yeah, I think he did because, listen, if you're not going to have a backbone and stand up for yourself or get a clue as to what this fan base wants and expects from their team and from their manager, if you're not going to take the time out to find that out and then do something about it as opposed to just going along with your bosses and parroting what they're telling you to say, then you catch it. You catch the heat.
He did.
You catch it, and deservingly so. So, you know, listen, if you believe reports, Doug got fed up at some point and said enough is enough. So
And Gabe was ready to continue that charade.
Of course,
if they
he would. He
would
have continued with it. Gabe is a, for lack of a better term, he is a guy that if he is working for your team, your company, he's all in. I don't want to call the guy company man, but I'm just saying.
Well, he's being loyal to.
He's loyal to his bosses, and that's what he would have been.
And that's what he was doing. And that from his mindset, that's what he was doing. Yep. And it didn't look good to a lot of Phillies fans because they almost wanted somebody to say, "No, my bosses are wrong. This is the way that it really is."
Well, this is where it goes to what we're saying about putting a lot of the blame on the front office, because had they had a true understanding of this fan base, including Angelo and the morning team and the morning show, then they wouldn't have set Gabe up to be in that sort of argumentative defending mode that they were in. But as it were, they wanted Gabe to go out there and defend them. They wanted that.
No, they pretty much led Gabe right into the jaws of Angelo.
Yep.
All right, let's take some phone calls. Guided Door and Window. Buy any door or window, second at 50% off, interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guided Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Back to the phones, our buddy Julie in Roanoke, Virginia is checking in. Julie, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. It's been a while.
Yes, how you
been?
Hey,
Julie.
Hey, I've been busy working, you know, making the money.
Good.
Ike, I'm disappointed.
What happened?
Normally we think the same. So I miss Gabe. I'm not going to lie. I will be cheering on, and I may even be wearing my autographed Gabe Kapler shirt tonight.
Love it.
Because
love
I miss him. I do, you know? So here's the deal. He never really fit into the culture here. I mean, Philadelphia, we're grit, we're cheesesteaks, we're Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe has more of that.
Jack's favorite things.
California.
Oh, yeah. Laid back.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I lived in California for most of my adult life, so you know, I get it, right? But I mean, he did make so many bonehead decisions, right? And mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, I haven't listened to Angelo since Gabe has left. But the thing of it is, I think he did a good job with turning the team around. We were really embarrassing before he came here. And then he came here, and we did good. We were playoff contention. We could have done better. Mm-hmm. He could have done things better.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, wasn't the Giants weren't supposed to do anything last year, and they ended up
they overachieved. Yep, and they're 9-6 so far this year. Yeah, see, like Joey, what I'll say is that they have a better organization as far as baseball people than the Phillies did when. Mm-hmm. when Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail were here, right? And unfortunately, yeah, they were guiding him more than Gabe needed him to, right? Because ultimately, I think the failure was a failure of not Gabe Kapler, but the people above him.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, and my thing, Julie, is I'm in the middle, kind of. I think Gabe did some things that were, he was worthy of being criticized for. And
for sure.
Yeah, and some of the things he called, but I will agree with you in the sense that whether it was his managing directly or the front office or what have you, they certainly were a better team in the 2 years that he was here than the prior 5 years before him. They were mm-hmm. a better team. I just mentioned in his final year, they scored more runs that year, 774 runs that year, than they had since they had lost to the Giants in the NLCS back in 2010. So it wasn't as if he didn't have any talent on his team. He had some talent on that team, and they scored runs. But when you collapse down the stretch the way they did, and then he doesn't necessarily connect with the fan base, it becomes more difficult as an owner to keep rolling Gabe Kapler out there. What John Middleton basically did was he said, you know what, this is not good for business. We were in a pennant race and no one showed up.
Yeah, that is undeniable. That was the case. We're going to the ballpark before the games and we're walking out at 6 o'clock and it's like, what, is there going to be 12,000 people here? They're in first place.
Right.
At the time, they were in the playoffs and people weren't showing up.
Yeah. And the owner takes notice of that.
Yeah, of course he does.
I mean, obviously he does. Sound Bryce
Harper. Not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
Let's go to the Matt in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Matt, what is up,
hey,
brother?
Guys. What's
up, Matt?
How are you?
Good.
Hey, John, first off, great news about everything being okay. Just wanted to put
thank
that
you,
out.
Matt. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Tonight, you know, I hope they don't boom. I hope they just go about the game as normal if we can get past this little bit of rain I'm going through right now. But here's the thing. We all know why. And I'm not going to go as far as you are with the comparisons of Girardi and Gabe. I think there are some things that are there, but they're different. As much as they're similar, they're different. But here's the thing: we all know why Gabe was so disliked. It's perception. He came off as disingenuous. He came off as plastic. Even like you just said a little bit ago, when he went out to argue with the officials and, you know, the umps and things, it didn't come off as real. It was a work, right? The guy comes out openly. I'm comfortable saying this now. He was a good-looking guy, right? He was in great shape. Two things which are not going to go well over the Philadelphia fan base when it's kind of being shoved in their face. He doesn't eat potato chips. If he did the things that he did but had a little bit of a different demeanor, a different delivery in the way he spoke, if he was pulling cigs in the dugout hallway like Bregosi, he would have been perceived.
If he would have come out and been mad after losses and ripped the players, we would have liked him. Yeah, keeping it real.
Hold on, so our managers and coaches can't look good and speak well.
You can't be you shouldn't be the guy in the best shape on the team. Gabe is in the best shape on the entire team.
It was like pushing your face, even if he wasn't pushing in your face. The way that he spoke, everything, and it was a three-headed monster, like you said, with the front office. So he had everything going against him. Like, so I said, for all of his great things, like great body, you know, good looking and all these different things, that worked against him in the city because he came off as disingenuous. Just the way that he spoke, his general demeanor, it came off as fake. To me, everything he did, even when he was being real, like he didn't really know if it was real because it just came off as plastic. He seemed very phony to me. So I don't miss Gabe Kapler. I do think when you look at it from the outside looking in, like I said, he did do some really great things. He, you know, some of his managerial things from a baseball standpoint work and were okay. But I don't think here he's just never going to work. Maybe out there in San Francisco.
Right.
Not saying nothing about nothing, but I'm just saying maybe out there out on the West Coast, maybe that gets taken a little better. But here in Philly or anywhere here in the East Coast, like if he was in New York, I think it would have been the same result. He just wasn't
easily.
An East Coast style guy. Easily.
Yep.
Easily.
You're right, all right,
Matt. Appreciate it. Yeah, probably just a poor fit.
And that matters.
Oh, of course.
I mean, like stuff like that matters. You hope that, you know, as you know, players that are coaches, managers come here, and regardless of what part of the country that they're from, they're able to adapt and be here. But not everybody does. Now, sometimes you can win and eventually you're just embraced, or, you know, it people just adapt to you per se. But man, you had better win. What you can't do is not win and be sort of condescending or act as if you have all the answers.
Right, which the entire administration, they knew better than us.
Yes, and that's where Gabe also gets hurt, is that he's tied. It's hard to separate him from Matt Klintak and Andy McPhail.
No, you
can't.
It's
hard to separate the three.
They were in lockstep until they whacked Gabe.
And that's the only time they weren't in lockstep. And
they were overruled.
And how about this, John? Matt Klintak, I don't know how much longer after it was, but I think I remember in the first time that he spoke publicly after that, that he
was still upset about
yes,
it.
Yes, he was still.
He was hurt.
He was still basically saying it wouldn't have been something he did. Like, he's still saying, like, I would have kept Gabe.
Yeah. Yeah, he was overruled. It should have come to no surprise when he got whacked after the next season. Is McPhail still under? Is he still with the team, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's still getting paid by him.
Well, I mean, right. Listen.
I think he's, I don't
still
think
on
he's
on the payroll.
Yeah, he's not doing anything. I don't know what Clint
Patrol
is.
When was he? Dude, I remember having an argument. I forget who I was working with at the time, where we were talking about what the Phillies were going to do. And I said, well, listen, like, this is Andy McPhail's decision. This isn't Matt Klintak's decision. Because normally when you bring in a guy like Andy McPhail, he oversees everything. And then you have the GM that does day-to-day stuff. But for the most, like, Dave Dombrowski isn't the GM of the team. He's the president of baseball operations. So, like, he should be making the major decisions. You don't just kick it to your general manager and say it's up to you. That's what Klintak did. That's what McPhail did. So I couldn't believe that they hired McPhail to do what? To run the business part of baseball? They needed somebody to actually run the organization.
Well, that's John Middleton. I mean, that's
I know it
he's
is.
The one that hired him.
Or did he hire him and he's like, hold it. So, like, oh, this is what McPhail's doing? He doesn't want to be running the baseball? Like, he should be running baseball. Oh, man, it drove me absolutely
nuts.
Well,
it don't even matter anymore.
No, it doesn't matter.
He's not
anymore.
Running anything now.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. They actually hired somebody. All right, coming up, phone calls 215-592-9494, Marks and Reese text line. Coming up also, did Joe Giglio make it in today? I know he was very
upset. He's here.
He was very upset this morning. He wrote a post for the website talking about how Gabe Kapler was unfairly fired. With a heavy heart, Joe Giglio comes to us next as Gabe Kapler makes his return to Philadelphia tonight right here on 94 WIP. Back with Giglio and his heavy heart next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.